This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's blinking on and off.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the
boat. It's Friday, folks. It's a good day.
I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Let's talk about the false prophets, yeah? Ooh, love this topic. Making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. So what voice is of God? Is it the one that reproves, corrects, and instructs in righteousness? Absolutely it is, and I'm talking about the New Testament, not the Old Testament. But before we get on that topic, I want you to understand what a real friend is, friends, because we know that in Proverbs 27, 5 through 6, it says, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Now, interestingly enough, my pastor, he's been, dead for 200 years, but the Spirit yet speaketh through him. He said in a commentary, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, he said, hold on you then, dear friends, to the words of Christ, even though you do not always understand them. He said, I must always remind you that every word of threatening that Jesus has spoken is true. Oh, that we could have seen his face and heard the very tones of his voice. There must have been some inexpressible sweetness and an ineffable tenderness about the speech of Jesus Christ, incarnate in the flesh, 2,000 years ago. All those who heard him speak knew that he had loved them, and the publicans and the sinners, the poor cast-offs, those who were scouted by everybody else, drew near to him because they felt their sympathy towards them in the great heart of his was genuine and sincere. Yet, did you ever notice, you must have noticed, that never a man spake with such terrible threatenings to the ungodly as this man spake? It was Jesus who spoke of the worm that never dies and of the fire that shall never be quenched. It was Jesus who spoke of destroying both body and soul in hell. It was he who said many of the most terrible things about future punishment that were ever uttered, such as the parable of the rich man who died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue. He's in hell, friends. Too late. He said, for I am tormented in this flame. He said, when you hear men soften down the threatenings of the scriptures, he said, do not believe that love suggests such a course of action. It is often the proof of true love that it can speak harsh things. If a man comes and tells you very pleasant things about yourself, beware of him. He's not your friend, but the man who can warn you, who can point out your fault and your folly, who can take the risk of losing your esteem by indicating your danger, that is the one who has a sincere affection for you, and a wise man will choose such a friend as that. Oh, and do keep in mind, friends, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, was betrayed by one of his disciples with a kiss. Whatever anyone might think or say, there is not a terrible word that fell from Jesus Christ's mouth or from his lips, which will not be affected by your likes or dislikes. He then believeth not shall be damned. They made their choice. But you warned them to flee from the wrath to come. You call this a hard saying. It is true. However, Or Christ would not have said it. It must have been some sort of mental crucifixion to him to speak as he did about the terrors of the world to come. And be sure you that they are not less awful than he described, not less horrible than he depicted them. So whatever any man says, by toning down the threatenings of Scripture, reject their falsehoods. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of Christ shall not pass away. Friends, know who your friends are. Let's take that to the natural. The threatening of law towards crime is what prevents crime. It is the very tool that brings forth contrition to magnify and uphold the law. You look at a cop and you say, a cop that enforces the laws against crime, well, he's a good cop. How does a cop act to those that know to do right and yet do it not? He is there to what? To threaten the law against their crime, hopefully before it's committed. But in this case, Jesus spoke to sinners, and we're all sinners saved by grace. But it's up to the individual to respond to the threatenings of the law to be converted so the Holy Ghost can bring forth a new life. John 3:3, being born again of the Spirit of God. And when we're born of that Spirit, do not forget, my friends, through contrition, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51:17. Going to Isaiah 66:2, this comes to my aid. Even to this man, to him will I look who is of a broken and a contrite heart and trembleth at my word. And isn't it interesting, friends, that those that are born again of the Spirit, they do just the opposite of the hireling today, of the false prophet today. When they say peace, peace, men know within their conscience and within their hearts, there is no peace. But a man that's born again understands that a Christian cannot be at peace with a world that's at war with their father. You understand? I hope so.
Amen.
Yeah.
Great intro.
Well, it's true.
No, it is very true. You know, when you were talking and you were speaking about faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, it made me think of a true story in a movie that we watched a while back. And it was about a principal, well, actually a man who was a teacher, and the school was a great school.
Crazy Joe.
That's right, Crazy Joe. The kids were learning. Everyone was, you know, the school was all clean and they were all together and that sort of thing. But Crazy Joe was a little too crazy for the people. And they didn't like him, so they decided to kick him out because he was holding up too high of a standard.
Yeah.
Then what happened was the school went downhill. We're talking gangs, violence, drugs, graffiti all over the walls. Horrible. So what do? They bring back Crazy Joe because they know Crazy Joe is the one to get the school back in line. So Crazy Joe, he does all these moves to get everything back in line, which is awesome. But then he's got a superintendent over him who happens to be his best friend. And when they're going back and forth over an issue one time, they're screaming at each other. They're in each other's face. They're going back and forth, back
and
forth.
Iron sharpens iron.
That's right. Iron sharpens iron. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. They go back and forth and back and forth. But at the very end of their argument, you know what they say after screaming at each other's faces?
After the truth was established, thereby was peace.
That's right. There was peace. He said, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat. So after everything, after ironing, sharpening iron, after not kissing each other about what the problem was, but actually getting in each other's face to work it out, then they were still friends at the end, and they walked out in peace because they had that ironing, sharpening iron moment. So many times I think we think, well, we just don't want to cause, you know, any waves. We don't want to rock the boat. As our intro says, well, I'm a boat rocker. We don't want to do that. But yet a lot of times when you have iron sharpening iron and friends loving each other enough to tell each other the truth, that's when you find true peace and not a false peace that you have. False peace keeps coming up over and over and over again. True peace is settled, and you go on from there.
Yeah. Who is the end of the law? Jesus Christ.
That's right.
His commandment. That's where you're going to find peace, not outside of that. And within that peace, you're going to have war within a world that's at war with your Christ. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com talking about the false prophets.
Doctors don't lie, guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal page, one fan page, Bradley Dean double E. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, talking about the false prophets, and then I'll highlight a real prophet. Again, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Folks, I want to read something really quick for you, because this is what I deal with more than anything in the professed body of Christ. And by the way, the conservatives are just as guilty as hell, literally. When we look at Scripture and see what Scripture says through the process of bringing a man to Christ, you can go to John 8 and see an example when the woman that was caught in adultery dragged to the feet of Jesus Christ. You can look at the analogy over and over and over again just to show you exactly how it works, and go to Mark 10:17 when you get some time too. But I want to just bring it to the scriptural sense to those that are truly repentant and have ears to hear and they have eyes to see. Paul was speaking in 2 Corinthians 7. He said, "For though I made you sorry with the letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance." Godly repentance, that's why we preach the law of God. Romans 3:24, "By the law is the knowledge of sin. For you were made sorry after a godly sort, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." And this is exactly what we see in this country. A false gospel, a lawless gospel in every sense of the word. And we see people that are falling hook, line, and sinker along with the methodology, which does not understand that Jesus Christ was a Jew preaching to the Jews in the New Testament, and they were broken by the law as the schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ. Galatians 3:24, Romans 15:8. Okay? So in saying this is the fruit of a repentant man, and this is what that repentance work, this is what the Holy Spirit works in a man. He said, for behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. You were sorry that you broke God's law. Okay? What carefulness it wrought in you. Like David, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. He understood the holiness of God. He understood that he was not to depart from the living God because he desired to have the Lord ever before his face and that the Lord would be at his right hand, that he would not be moved. He cared more about the presence of God than he did the opinion of man. He goes on. He said, what clearing of yourselves and what indignation and, yeah, what vehement desire, what zeal, yeah, what revenge in all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. What do you mean revenge? Revenge upon the sin that put Christ up on the cross. Yep. Not to sit there and patty cake with it and just go along with the flow. Don't want to offend anybody. No, that's false prophets, friends. I want to go over to Luke 13 really quick, and I want you to listen carefully. This was Jesus talking when the Pharisees came over and told him, listen, the Pharisees said to him, hey, listen, get thee out. And he said, get hence, for Herod will kill you. This is the religious people of the day in agreement with the government that they complained about, namely the Romans. They didn't want him there. And keep in mind, Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites and those that followed the doctrine of Herod, corrupt government and corruption in the church. And here we have an example of them coming over and saying, hey, Herod's going to kill you, man. And we're all in agreement with this because we know who you are and we don't want you here because you are going to undo who we really are. And we don't want to lose our place or our nation, John 11. Okay? I'm in Luke 13. 32, he said unto them, after they said, listen, get out of here, Herod's going to kill you. He said, Jesus did, go tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. He said, nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the following day, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Now listen carefully to what Jesus said next. He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you which kill the prophets and stone them that are sent unto you to warn you to flee from the wrath to come. Right? You know, I want to make a point really quick. It's interesting when you go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, it talks about how first the apostle, second the prophet, and thirdly the teacher. Well, guess what? In America, you hear nothing of the apostle and you hear nothing of the prophet. Of course not, because they want to shut down. The professed church in America wants to shut down the voice of the prophetic that tells them to get off their keisters and move and get on the offensive rather than staying on the defensive. They don't want to hear that voice. And because of it, that's America, the very reason why judgment is falling upon America today. It is raining judgment in America. If Noah was here right now, he'd say, get in the ark. But to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, keep in mind, judgment floats your boat. It's a scary place to be, but it floats your boat. So we have Jesus sitting here talking to those that should have knew better. Hey, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stone them that are sent unto you. He said, I would have gathered you and your children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the day and the time come that you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. When I read Scripture and I understand what the prophet's function was, it was always to basically tear down your father's idols and your altars. And everybody can agree with me there today. Now, for those that didn't know, and this is the first time you've ever listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I've done high school assemblies all across the country. We do colleges, we do churches, so on and so forth. Whatever we have to do to get to the next generation, that's what we have done for the last 19 years. And we have literally reached hundreds of thousands of young people because we took what the Word said. We understand that they're commandments, not suggestions. And we understand that trouble comes with it. But we also understand that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Now, everybody can agree with that. Something is wrong. But friends, yesterday, I just got back at 3:30 in the morning from Lynchburg, Virginia, meeting with some national leaders and some that weren't leaders. And it was interesting, some of the things that came down the chute. And now, keep in mind, 99.9% of that time spent was awesome. A lot of good ideas were thrown on the table. And it wasn't my objective to get there and to sit around to convene and talk and leave without understanding that we're going forward. My purpose to do anything in life is to make sure that we go forward. And our objective is to seek and save that which is lost in everything that we do. So I was purposed in what I was doing. But it was amazing to me that there was a couple people at the table that were basically kicking up against the prophetic voice in every sense of the word. And I'll tell you why. Firstly, cowardice. And secondly, fear. And I suppose they were cowards because they were afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, they want to do everything, friends. Keep in mind, now this is supposed to be the cream of the crop in some cases. And at least I was hoping for that. And what they want to do is they want to do everything contrary to what the Word of God commands. They want to appease men. They want the young people to smile and to laugh. That sounds like Judas to me. They want to do, again, everything outside of what Jesus commanded them to do. Now, keep in mind, Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. When we look at the real prophets throughout biblical times, many of them were killed. Why were they killed? They walked in holiness. They knew that they were there for the very purpose of establishing thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the only way that they knew that that was going to happen is them by them following the guidelines of what the word again commands. Now, friends, I'm just trying to highlight the fact that when prophets come, they don't tickle your ears. They don't tell you what you want to hear. They tell you the truth. They don't come and say, peace, peace, when there is no peace. They don't come about and make peace, peace, as it says in the book of Micah, making war against God. Mm-hmm. Because we're not in a time where there's any peace at all. And if you agree or if you disagree with what I'm telling you right now, then I don't want to hear anyone complain about what Barack Hussein Obama is doing. Because I'll tell you what, there is a Barack Hussein Obama in the White House today because of the professed church of the day and the very spirit that I'm talking of now. It's a spirit of Antichrist. They don't understand the cross. They don't want the cross. Therefore, they're not going to get the results of the cross. They don't understand the power of God unto salvation. They don't want redemptive power. They want the world to look at them as if they're the example of who Jesus Christ is, when in fact they're not. And they do it with a big smile on their face. And when we look at Christ crucified, I don't see a smile there at all. I see five wounds that the Puritans used to study, and they studied for the very purpose that they would never offend the God of heaven in any sense of the word. But the spirit that I'm talking about today, friends, the false prophets and the spirit of Antichrist, they're okay that they offend God. And then again, they wonder why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience.
Overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about the false prophets. Let me just go to Micah 3. He said, verse 4, "Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings." So here's his reproof. You won't hear him, friends. He said, verse 5, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him."
Yeah, I think the
isn't that interesting?
Exactly. And the prophetic message, I think for some people, it's so hard to swallow because it's black and it's white. It's in your face. It's the finger pointing in your face. The prophetic message is the word from the Lord that most people don't want to hear because it uncovers their sin. It says, listen, this is what's going on. This is the trouble. It's kind of like how companies, they hire troubleshooters. And what they do...
IBM does.
Yeah, exactly. So IBM hires a troubleshooter to go into the company and find out where things are wrong, what things need to be corrected. So the prophet is kind of like the troubleshooter. He goes into the church or whatever situation it might be, and finds and sees that which is wrong and brings forth the word of the Lord to correct that situation. Now, most people do not like to be corrected. It's not an easy thing. Some people, you know, are okay with it, but most people say, well, who are you to tell me what and what? So it's not a very well-received message because it's black and white and it's pointing out what's wrong. That's the prophet's job.
Oh, I don't like the spirit in which you're giving it. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Interestingly enough, you know what the Puritans used to say, friends, study them out. They used to say, we love when we hear thunder come from the pulpit.
Absolutely. And when you look at like a Martin Luther, if you look at John the Baptist, if you look at the spirit of Elijah when he was mocking the prophets of Baal, when you look at those men of God in the Bible who had the prophetic message and the prophetic voice, it wasn't well received by the disobedient. But for those
right.
who listened
That's
and
right.
repented, God turned the situation around.
Well, he said in Scripture, believe the word of the the prophet for the very purpose. By the way, we're talking about the prophetic word that's already written, okay? We're talking about the sure word of prophecy. It says, those that believe the prophet shall be established.
Right.
Yeah. So to their own undoing and to their own destruction and demise,
yeah.
They refuse the word of God because they themselves are guilty of
yeah.
being disobedient towards God.
You know, it's kind of like this. A good analogy to use would be, let's say that you're sick. And the doctor comes in and says, listen, I find this and this and this wrong with you. You need to take this cure, otherwise you're going to die. Now, listen, you wouldn't look at the doctor and say, oh, what an evil man. I just don't like the tone in which he told me what my trouble was. If I'm truth-loving, I'm going to love that doctor who pointed out what was wrong with me, my ailments, so I can know where to find the cure. Same thing with the prophetic message. The prophet goes in and says, listen, there's sin in your life, there's this and that. It's a pointing the finger kind of a message. You have one of two reactions. You can choose to either submit to the word of the Lord and repent and turn from your sin and go on from there and grow on in grace, or you can reject it, but you'll go no further. You're going to keep going in a circle over and over and over again because you refuse to hear the word of the Lord. Even Jesus Christ, you know, people say, oh, Jesus was so loving, and everything that Jesus did was in love. When he was overturning the money changers in the temples, when he was, you know, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. When he was doing that in the temple, he was doing that in the spirit of love. When he was saying, get thee behind me, Satan, that was the spirit of love. When he was saying, you know, rebuking the hypocrites and the Pharisees, he was doing that in the spirit of love. And when he was healing people, that was love. God is love, but we tend to look at, well, you know, Jesus was so kind with the woman caught in adultery and all these things.
Whoa. In John 8, that was the analogy I was talking about. What do you mean he was so kind to her? After he said, where are those thine accusers?
Yep.
The next thing he said to her, she said back to him, she said, I don't know, Lord. Then he said, go and sin no more.
That's right.
That's real grace.
And why did she receive mercy and grace from the Lord? Because she was broken and repentant. She knew she was going to die. She didn't need any more law upon her because her heart was already broken. The sacrifices of God are broken in a contrite heart. These, O Lord, you will not despise. But he didn't say, okay, it's okay, I condone what you did. Just go ahead and just be on your way.
Not
he said, no. Yes, I forgive you because my blood covers a multitude of sin and love covers a multitude of sin, but go and sin no more. That was her mandate upon her forgiveness.
And, you know, what's also interesting, too, is when you think about that very analogy in John 8, he got down and he wrote in the sand. Many people speculate, scholars, theologians, so on and so forth, believe that Jesus was actually writing out the Ten Commandments. Or I also believe this. I believe that many of the people that caught the woman in the act of adultery were probably just as guilty as committing adultery with that woman in the first place.
Right.
I think that just may have been the case.
Definitely. And when you speak of the Ten Commandments, I want to go back to this quote from Martin Luther I'd pulled up earlier. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said this, but Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such that teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church, and that men should be not afraid or terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at that, what brought you to have the need of a Savior? Those commandments, had they not brought you to terror in heart on account of your sin, you would never have run to the cross of Christ for forgiveness and healing. But if you don't show sinners their state before God, they have no need of a Savior. If we all feel good about ourselves, as so many preachers preach, being positive, everyone's a sinner, you know, or Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven.
No, you know what's interesting, too? The Bible says that all things will be brought to the light by the Lord. It's also interesting that those people that kick up against the goads, God's word, it's also interesting, just give them a little time, and before you know it, you'll hear expletives, you'll hear compromises, you'll see compromises, you'll hear them swearing, and for some reason they think it's okay to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, yet Scripture says that we're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying of the hearers, that it may make grace, may minister grace to the hearers, but yet again, you hear this compromise. How many people people across the land when we do tea parties. They're all in agreement with everything we're saying, and they're talking about the Lord. And the next thing you know, something shoots out of their mouth. It's like, there's the problem.
Yep.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and there's a compromised man
right
there.
And God's not going to work through unholy vessels if you don't have... We're supposed to be vessels unto honor and vessels not unto dishonor. So if you are a pure vessel that the Lord can work through, he can use you mightily, but he's not going to use a dirty vessel to preach forth his word.
Speaking about false prophets, I'm going to turn it in just a minute, and I'm going to show you some real prophets. The word Torah defined is this. The law of God is revealed to Moses and recorded in the first five books of the Hebrew Scriptures, the Pentateuch. And this is why, friends, again, going back to Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court chambers in Washington, D.C., and all your civil buildings, namely the one in the state of Minnesota. There's a big, huge mural behind the Supreme Court in the state of Minnesota with Moses awaiting the divine law. And it says, as you walk out the door, right above the head post of the door, it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And false prophets are always tearing away the law. We're not under the law. That's true, we're not. To those that are in Christ, because Christ fulfilled that law. Because Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. And you can also go over to Romans 3, and it talks about that as well. We establish the law through faith. Okay? But it's interesting, these are antinomians. They want nothing to do with the law.
Yeah,
they don't understand the law. They don't have the testimony of Jesus Christ. They don't know. And know means as a man knowing a woman. They don't know Jesus Christ through the power of he who he is. And Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit will bear witness to the truth, not to the lie. And they're always trying to figure out, what is the deal? Well, Scripture comes to my aid again, and it says in the book of Timothy, it says, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they resisted Moses just like Jannes and Jambres. Friends, I'm in the New Testament.
That's right.
Interestingly enough, the prophets also, along with the body of Christ, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors are supposed to be doing all of the same things. Matter of fact, the whole church is laid out in the doctrine of the apostolic and the prophetic. That is the very foundation of the church. Yet they kicked out the apostle and the prophet, and they don't want to hear them. And it shows you how backwards they are. In every sense of the word, they're upside down, and that is not who we are. By the way, that in those in who established this country knew all the well what I'm talking about. They haven't done due diligence, and what they do is they give the voice to the Antichrist. They give voice to the spirit that's there to destroy the very Christian faith they say that they hold, when in fact they don't hold.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go over here. It says in the book of Hosea, it says in chapter 6, it says, therefore, listen carefully, he said, therefore, verse 5, I have hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. He said, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice in the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. In other words, he wants your obedience, not your sacrifices.
Right.
And we know in Scripture that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah, absolutely. If you take a look at, you know, even a child, going back to the analogy of obedience is better than sacrifice, would you rather have your child give you an apology for disobeying or simply obey your commands in the first place? We want to make sure that when we obey out of a heart of love. And we have to understand that the reason why we do everything that we do, including obey the law, the moral law of God,
absolutely,
is because we love. Our motive should be love because we see Christ's sacrifice. We realize that he paid our fine where we should have paid the price for our sin ourselves. Christ stepped in and spilled his own life's blood for us.
Yeah.
So because we love, we obey those commandments. We don't hate those commandments and cast them down. King David said, I will uphold thy law and make it honorable. And when you look at it, we can say, listen, we love that law because it keeps me in perfect liberty. It keeps me right in line with God. I'm not defiled. I'm not, if you're driving down the highway, I'm not off the road. I'm driving down having perfect liberty because I'm keeping those commandments. Just when you drive down
and
the road.
And you're doing it out of love. Doing it because you have out of works.
Exactly. Yeah. And your motive should be that. So when you obey, you say, well, listen, I don't want to disobey God because I might go to hell. Listen, I want to obey God because I love the Lord because I see his sacrifice on the cross for my sins. That should be your heart and motivation behind everything that you do.
Of course.
You know, when you're
my kids obey me because they understand the law of the house. And they know that if they disobey that law because I love, they're going to get chastised because I love them, and I am not going to tolerate that. Any parent in their right mind would agree with what I'm saying right now. But when they go to church, for some reason, the pastor's telling them that, you know, we don't have to obey God's law.
Right, exactly.
It's absolutely...
You wouldn't do that.
We don't want to obey God's government. No, we want to set people at war with God's government, and then we wonder why we're eating the fruit of our own ways.
That's right.
How foolish, friends. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a real prophet. Last segment, 1-866-2. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, I want to propose a question to you for all those that are really thinking about the stupidity that comes out of the hearts of men. What would you think if a cop pulled you over just because he wanted to reward you for breaking the law? This is exactly what the pastors of the church are doing in America today. What would you think of that cop when he pulled you over and he rewarded you for breaking the laws of the land? And he says, hey, listen, he gives you a little booklet and he says, don't listen to that government anymore. The police officer encourages the people of the land to tear down the government in which he is supposed to support. What would you think of that? What would you think of the pastor that is doing that 24 hours a day across this country? Because that's exactly what they're doing. And the people that concur, well, they fall in line with what the pastors are saying, that is exactly what they are doing towards God. It's called anarchy, friends. And that's the voice of the false prophet.
Yeah, and another way to think about that analogy, too, is if you think about, you know, pastors in the natural, there's no way that they'd say, listen, you know, when you drive outside, folks, and you see the stop signs, you see the, you know, the red, green, and yellow, you know, the stop lights, just don't think about following those. It's not really that big of a deal.
It's legalism if you obey.
It's legalism to obey. We don't want to be harsh. We don't want to make anyone feel bad, like there's too high of a standard. No one in their right mind would think about that way to the laws of our land in the natural. Because, of course, we know if we don't obey those stop signs, we're going to have chaos.
Now, what's interesting, that's what the homosexuals, this administration, the abortionists, that's what they are doing
that's
in
right.
the face of the
Tearing
American people,
down.
In which most people are complaining about. Now, if that's the case, then you agree with everything I'm saying to you. But it starts in the spiritual first. For the law is spiritual. We are carnal, sold under sin. We need grace, which Christ gives, to the repentant and to the repentant only. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. We're not called to make anybody happy, friends. We're called seeking and saving that which is lost, that they might meet their Father through Jesus Christ. And that therein lies, well, true happiness.
Amen.
Real prophet, friends, the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally, in every sense of the word, rejected by men. Years back, a man said, no man can fully be accepted until he is totally rejected, because the prophet of the day is aware of both of these experiences. They are his brand name. The group or the individuals challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. Well, come on, friends. It's the voice of the prophets that does just that. The prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those which are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there is not a more urgent national need than that we cry to God for a prophet. Because the function of the prophet, as a man rightly said, has almost always been that of recovery. His objective is to recover, to restore. Back to, guess what, friends? Our foundations. And when we look at the 56 signers that established the apostles, the prophets, and the teachers, guess what they said? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Don't leave these. Because when you do, then you are guilty as hell, again, literally, as departing wickedly from a just and a holy God. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Because compromise is not known to him, he has no price tags, he is totally utterly worldly, that's what it says, he is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with the thus saith the Lord, the sure word of prophecy, friends. He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and is so aware of impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is, repent, be reconciled to God, or else. And the or else lies up to you, it lies in your lap, my friends, as to the decision that you make, Deuteronomy 30:19. His prophecies are parried, his truths bring torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. That is exactly right. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when dead. He is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. Few make the grade in his class because there is an anointing there that will not move in Jesus' name. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. You know, it's interesting. I'm even thinking about the civil rights movement, MLK. They called him the troubler. Mm-hmm. The very people that he was fighting for were the very people coming against him nationally. He was called into question by everybody and anything, literally, for why? Establishing the law. He is against the establishment in ministry. Then he is the established as a saint by their posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who listen. He walks before men for days before he walks before God, because he's walked before God for years before he speaks to men. He is a scourge to the nation before he's scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano, and words are his fire. He talks to men about God, and he carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics while he's lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides himself with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has a passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God but disdained by men. Friends, our national need at this hour is not that the dollar recover its strength or that we save face over the scandals which take place in Washington, D.C. right now, or that we find the answer to the ecology problem. What we need is a God-sent prophet. And I know that they're out there. Friends, I want to tell you this on an encouraging word. The prophets are on the rise, and so are the apostles. And they are of a different breed. And the way that I just identified them is exactly what you're going to begin to see. And they're not here to play games. Rest assured.
Amen. And it's what we need. And we need that voice. And once that voice comes, we can't shun that voice, but say, Lord, thank you for bringing that voice so we can get back on track. You know, I believe it was William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. I know that Elijah was called the troubler. But you know what? He said, I have not troubled, but you have troubled me, speaking to King Ahab. And when we go and we look at the prophetic voice, we need to say, listen, it's a hard word. It's a black and white word. But you know what? If we want this nation to be restored, we're going to have godly sorrow and godly repentance and turn our hearts back into Jesus Christ and the foundations if we're going to have peace throughout our land. And for those of you who are saying, listen, I want to be a part of that and I want to support what you guys are doing, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. One way that you can support us is financially. You know, we can go forward and say, listen, our burden should be to seek and save that which is lost, not trying to figure out how to pay the next bill. But our burden should be to listen. We want to take this message out to the nation. We don't want to change anything. We want to restore back to the principles found in the Word of God and the Constitution. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the very top, you'll see a donate button. You can click on that to make a secure donation. Your donations are tax deductible. Or you can scroll down a little further, become a son or daughter of liberty. What that means is you support us on a monthly basis. What you can, what the Lord lays on your heart. And that means that we have that sustaining there and the foundation there to be able to catapult out to seek and save that which is lost and do more.
For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John the Baptist and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For he had married her. For John had said unto Herod the king, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy, and observed him. And when he had heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. John reproved the king for breaking God's moral law, friends, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And the professed church in America would not be in the dilemma it's in today if they would take the same course that John walked. And my Bible tells me that we're to emulate those that are in front of us. We're to walk in the footsteps of those that have gone before us. Hebrews 13. And when we go over to Scripture, we can also see in 1 Corinthians 11:1, it was Paul that said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I see Christ in everything that the prophets established. As a matter of fact, they were the foretellers. They were the ones telling you that the Christ was coming. But I'll tell you what, they paid a heavy, 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 heavy price to proclaim the coming one.
No, and I want to say this, and speaking of pointing the finger in the king's face, such as John the Baptist did, I want everyone to check out, please, this week, Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year, Mr. Bradley Dean, front page WND, pointing the finger at the tyrants that we see out there in America today. For some of you say, well, listen, I don't know how to get involved. Listen, go on WND.com, Time Magazine's Tyrants of the Year, or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Like it, share it, spread it out there. Let's get the word out there and
it's
do our part.
It's a fun read.
Amen.
It really is. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours from 2 to 4 Central Standard. See ya!
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy
same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.